Hey China, baby, you played too rough. You slapped 34 on and all that ain't love. I gave you till Tuesday to say you're sorry, but guess what, sweetie, that ship sailed early. Don't cry on the trading floor, it's just diplomacy, but hardcore. We talked to some countries, not all. Guess which empire won't get a call. Quit a terror fever, turn it up some more. 50 on 34, now we're out on normal floor. Don't need no trade talks, we just do the math. Take your mad sports, baby, feel my wrath. We got the terror fever, shaking every port. Seeking markets like it's a contact sport. Raise it high, spin that tax roulette. If you retaliate, I'll double the bet. Use next, oh, don't look shocked. 10% for friendship, consider it doc. We're spreading love like a steel-toed boot. Global harmony in a tailored suit. Every deficit's a dagger to my pride, so I fix it with some duties on the side. Who needs allies when you've got the vibe? Just me, my posts, and my 4D tribe. Yeah, terror fever, truth posted loud. Dancing through the trade war, feeling proud. Markets crash, that's just the sound of greatness echoing around. And on a 4%, man, that's how we roll. Every import tax like rocky roll. So crack your goods and say goodbye. We're sanctioning the world tonight.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm working harder.
We've got tariff fever rising with the moon. Trade toss canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 104%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. Hit that beat and tax the rhyme.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm winning harder.
We got the terror fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 104%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
sect. I have the good for some brothers held on the flat. De Partij van de Arbeid heeft een slechte reputatie. Je voelt je een vreemde in je eigen wijk. Nou, we zijn dus actiegroep Niet te Koop. Al inmiddels al 9 jaar actief tegen de doorgaande verkoop van corporatiewoningen. En sinds 2020 hebben we 170 flitsacties gehouden. We zijn begonnen tijdens corona. En vooral tegen de verkoop van benedenwoningen of woningen op de eerste verdieping in de hele stad. Ook in deze buurt zijn we geweest, hè, waar woningen in de uitverkoop gaan. Ik fietste net langs de Adrie Gemstraat, nummer 15. Een rolstoelgeschikte woning twee jaar geleden, of drie jaar geleden alweer, door Rochdale verkocht. Staat gewoon leeg. Wordt niks mee gedaan. Ik heb inmiddels leegstand gemeld. Nou ja, hopen dat er wat gebeurt. De Partij van de Arbeid heeft een slechte reputatie. Er zijn inmiddels zo'n 35.000 sociale woningen verkocht. Amsterdam heeft nu 60.000 sociale woningen minder dan in 2002. Nou, die verkoop die is zeer ongelijk verdeeld over de stad. Die populaire wijken, Volksbuurt. Nou, hier is vastgoed kapitalen waard. Nou, wij zien nog steeds, dat ook met de nieuwe prestatieafspraken die er nu zijn, dat die verkoop gewoon keihard doorgaat. En die huizen brengen natuurlijk heel veel geld op in deze wijken. Het is veel meer dan in Nieuw-West. Nou, de ruimtelijke segregatie, cohesie, nou, ik vind het zo'n jeukwoord geworden. Want het neemt af. Het is eigenlijk place-based displacement wat aan de gang is. Je voelt je een vreemde in je eigen wijk. Ik weet niet, misschien is het jullie ontgaan, maar ik woon in de Pijp. Pal tegenover, de burgemeester Tellegenstraat en een dependance van Museum Het Schip. Nou, sociale huur is daar in de verkoop. Het is een uitbondcomplex. Nou, die cohesie, nou, dat kan je eigenlijk wel vergeten daar. Eerst was die verkoop, was dit bedoeld voor menging? Nou, daar is geen sprake meer van. Er wordt nu gewoon gezegd, door de directeur van de AVC, de Amsterdamse Federatie van Woningcorporaties, dat die verkoop nodig is om nieuwe huizen te bouwen en om andere huizen te renoveren. Ja, ik noem dat kannibalisme. Je verkoopt mooie woningen om andere woningen te renoveren. Nou, dat is echt, dat gaat er bij mij niet in. 29-2, afgelopen twee maanden terug, stemde de gemeenteraad nog de motie stoppen met verkoop sociale woningen en stop op verkoop van benedenwoningen weg. Meerderheid, GroenLinks, Partij voor de Arbeid, stemmen die moties weg.
Foei!
Ja, foei, ja. En dus voor rechtsbeleid hebben we helemaal geen VVD nodig of noem maar op. Partij van de Arbeid en GroenLinks kunnen dat ook. Nou, verkoop is altijd slecht voor corporatiehuurders. Ik woon zelf in een gemengd complex. Ik heb geen stem in de VVE. Je wordt dan door de eigenaren met de nek aangekeken. Eigenaren willen het liefste dat de huurders allemaal optieven. Want dan is hun vastgoed meer waard. De huurders kunnen ook niks doen tegen Airbnb, verkameringen enzovoort. De gemeente die wil er iets aan doen, maar er is totaal geen handhaving. Wat wij zien is dat corporaties aan een soort bevolkingspolitiek aan het doen zijn en inkomenspolitiek. Er wordt gesloopt in Nieuw-West, er wordt verkocht in de populaire wijken in Oud-Zuid. En als je kijkt naar wie de resterende sociale huurwoningen gaan, dan is dat alleen nog met directe toewijzing. Je bent kansloos als je een huis zoekt, je bent 18 jaar wachten. Als je geen indicatie hebt of tot een van de 15 voorraadscategorieën hoort. Je zal maar 30 zijn bijvoorbeeld en je zoekt een sociale woning, nou dat kan je eigenlijk wel vergeten. Nou ja, wil ik even wat positiever worden. Wij hopen dat Partij van de Arbeid en GroenLinks het licht gaan zien. En mijn collega die gaat zo direct iets vertellen over dat het wel lukt in de gemeente om te stoppen met verkoop. En wij hopen dat Partij van de Arbeid het met ons eens is en dat het bouwen van flexhokken of het slopen van bouwtechnisch goede woningen en dan weer andere huizen bouwen geen oplossing is voor de wooncrisis. En nogmaals, stop de verkoop van onze sociale huurwoningen.
My house is your house and your house is mine.
My house is your house and your house is mine.
My house in your house.
My house.
house in your house. My house in your house. My house in your house.
My house in your house.
Hello. Welcome to My House in Your House. Today we started with a track called Unit B1656. It's made by John Tejada. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, actually. I guess he has Latin roots, and in Spanish, you would say Tejada. The track came out in 2004. The track right after was also John Tejada with Titonton Duvante. The track was called What You Like to Do. It was released in 2002. In the first episode, we were listening to tracks from the 90s. And in this episode, we're moving on to the zeros. Titonton has his own label called Residual Recordings. And the EP is called Freaky Deaky EP. I met Titonton Duvante in Barcelona because I booked him to come play some shows. And he was staying at my flat. I booked him to play in the MOOC where I was working. For those who don't know, MOOC is a small and very cool, legendary, well, the first techno club in Barcelona. I was very fond of working there. And every Wednesday, we booked international DJs. And this was at a time where, as a DJ, you'd have to bring actual vinyls. You know, it was before USB sticks or computer programs and yada yada. And Titonton, I remember, his record bag was just full of vinyl. It had no covers, no paper whatsoever. You look down into his bag and it was just black vinyl with no protection at all. And so every time he was like taking up a vinyl or putting back a vinyl he just played, they would get scratched a little bit. So that was actually very interesting because that meant that the records, when he played them, had this natural crackling, you know, which old vinyl has. And aesthetic-wise, this really gave something to his sound as a DJ. I also booked Titonton to play at a very small club called The Dot, which was kind of a... it was like the cool place, you know. It had the right lightings, it was new club. You had to go through this round passage. There was a big picture of Spock and it said, "Beam me up, Scotty." I don't think it exists anymore, actually. It used to be at this side street to Calle Escudillers, which was my street. I lived at Plaza del Tripi, actually called Plaza Judge Orwell, but by the locals, we called it Plaza del Tripi because it was kind of like you were tripping when you were at the square. A lot of things happening at the square. Anyway, back to Titonton. So what I heard about him was that he could scratch the vinyl with his tongue while he was DJing. Yeah, I mean, come on. What kind of stunt is that? I was like so eager to see it. I was hoping that he would do that. And I told everybody about it. And I was like, oh, you really have to hear this guy DJ. Not only does he play like amazingly funky, groovy house tech vibes, he also can scratch with his tongue. So when I told Titonton that I've told everybody, he got kind of embarrassed. And he was like, oh no, I don't know if I can do it. And I was like, oh, no pressure, no pressure. But then when he played at the MOOC, he actually did it. And it was so cool. I'll never forget it. Thank you, Titonton. Nice to get to know him. And I really treasure the memories from back then. Anyway, I want to present the next track now. It's actually, again, by John Tejada. The next track is called Mobile. Here we go. Welcome back from the rain. This track you just heard was called Defend the Nature and by a friend of mine called Nettefrost. It means frost of the night. Good vibes. The track before that was by a mystery person called The Ron Honey Experience and it was released on a UK label called Seventh Voyage. It was really hard to find anything about it, but yeah, maybe you can find out more if you googly, googly, googly. Let's play one of mine. Why not? Here is my new project, Thalo, and the track is called Normcore.
It's totally a lesbian anthem.
So, let's hear it.
Thank you. introvert,
introvert,
tomboy,
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 normcore,
normcore,
tender queer,
tender queer,
hey.
Good, and I'll return the favor.
Hey.